something that's the same shape as a barrel and made out of wood usually, but smaller, that gunpowder might come in, or nails.
Keg.
Yeah, okay. What about a fair amount of molasses or a fair amount of lard? What would you think that would come in?
Buckets.
Okay, for both of them?
Well, sure, why not?
Okay. Have you ever heard people refer to a stand of lard or a stand of molasses?
No.
Okay. And something that you would use to pour liquid into a narrow mouth bottle so that you wouldn't spill it all over the place.
Mm-hmm. A funnel.
All right. And if you were driving a buggy, the thing that you crack behind the horses?
The whip.
And if you went to the grocery store to make a purchase, the grocery boy would probably put your things in a what so you could carry them home?
Bag.
What would it be made out of?
Paper.
So you'd say you took it
home? Paper bag.
A fairly, let's say 25 pounds of sugar. What would you think that would come in?
Sack.
Okay. Do you have a name for this type of sack or bag that's made out of this coarse, heavy, rough material?
Burlap?
Yeah. You ever heard people call that anything else?
Croker sack.
Croker sack. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Have you ever heard, say, if a man were taking some corn to the mill to be ground, he might not be taking a full load, but just the amount he would take at one time. Have you heard that called anything in particular?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a turn of corn?
No.
All right. What about if you had to go outside to bring in some wood for the fireplace, the amount of wood that you could carry in both your arms at one time, you just call that a...
I would call it anything, but I guess you're getting at cord.
Well, arm load.
Arm load would.
Yeah, okay. All right. What about if this light burned out? You'd say you had to replace the...
Bulb.
Okay. What about two words that would describe it?
Two words to describe the bulb? Light bulb?
Sure. Okay. And if you had to take your wet clothes out to hang them up to let them dry, what would you probably carry them out in?
Basket.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And something that you would put in the mouth of a bottle to keep the liquid from spilling out.
Inside the mouth? A cork?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever call that in yet? Anything else?
Inside? No.
Stopper?
Mm-hmm. I think of stopper in my chemistry class in high school.
Those glass things, you mean?
Mm-hmm. No, the little rubber things that went in the beakers.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I think of stopper. But I wouldn't think of stopper in an everyday situation. I would think of in terms of some kind of cork.
Cork. Or okay. And a musical instrument that you could play with your mouth, moving it back and forth.
Harp.
Mm-hmm.
Harmonica.
Same thing.
Same thing.
I hear people call it a French harp. And another one that you played that made a twanging noise.
I don't know what it is.
This action, that little metal thing moving between your teeth.
I don't know what
it
is.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you use harp?
Would I use harp for that?
Would you call any kind of instrument a Jew's harp?
Would I call that a Jew's harp?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never heard of that.
Never heard of Jew's harp?
Never heard of it.
Okay. And a common tool that you would use for pounding nails, that would just be...
Hammer.
Yeah. Okay, gonna ask you a few things about the wagon. Do you have any idea what you would call the long wooden piece in front of a wagon that runs between the horses, kind of T-shaped, you know, it's at right angles to a piece?
The tongue.
Yeah, okay. And on a buggy, those long wooden pieces that you back the horse